الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قال الله تبارك وتعالى الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وعتق رقبته من النار وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجره شيء وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable and respected elders and brothers in Islam. It is Allah's great favor upon us that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has granted us this opportunity to witness another Mubarak month of Ramadan. These chances that come, occasions that come, these opportunities that come, these are termed as divine breezes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam says, when these breezes come, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sends down these breezes, then present yourself and take the maximum benefit, like on a hot day, like the first Roza was a very, very hot day. And suddenly if the breeze had to blow, how we'll open up our buttons and try to take the maximum of it and enjoy the coolness of Allah's air. So likewise, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has sent down his breezes. إِنَّ لِرَبِّكُمْ فِي الدَّارِ نَفَحَاتٍ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. That these are, in Urdu they say, رَبَّانِ لِهْرِ. That these are divine winds and breezes and opportunities that come. So for us to present ourselves and open our buttons, in other words, open up our hearts and take the maximum that we can take so that we are not amongst those that are deprived. In the hadith narrated by Ka'b ibn Ujra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the hadith, famous hadith, we hear it when Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam ascended the first step of the minbar and the second step and the third step, each step he said, Ameen. So one of them, when the lengthy hadith, the one part of the hadith is that when he questioned Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, when the Sahaba questioned, then he said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made three curses. And one of the curses was that destruction for that person. Destruction for that person. In other words, destruction means may Allah's azab be on that person. May that person be far away from Allah's mercy and rahmat. That is destruction. In other words, this person doesn't enjoy Allah's favors. The destruction for that person who witnesses the Mubarak month of Ramadan, yet he is unable to get himself forgiven in this month of Ramadan because he is too occupied with other things. He doesn't seize the opportunity, he doesn't take the opportunity, and he whiles away his time, he wastes his time in other things, and the moments and the hours of Mubarak month of Ramadan just passes by, and this person did not take benefit. So these are Allah's opportunities for us, beloved friends. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sends them down every day, every night is Mubarak. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that the first 10 days, the first part, the first third of the month of Ramadan is a month of rahmat, where Allah's mercies are showering upon His ummah in large numbers, in abundance. So when Allah's mercy comes, Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam also mentions shahrun mubarakun azeemun, that is a barakat month of barakat, a great month of barakat. In other words, the amount of barakat that a person will perceive in this month throughout the year, a person will not perceive that amount of barakat. In the same hadith also, one part is mentioned that yuzadu fihi rizqul mu'min, that there's so much of barakat and rahmat in this month that even a person's rizq, his sustenance, is increased in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Although we may be fasting, but look at the time of iftar, the dishes that are prepared. A person who normally won't eat sometimes, many of us or most of us, what we won't eat other parts of the year or every day of our life, but in the month of Ramadan we'll get all those dishes presented in front of us. Something sweet, something spicy, all types of dishes. And then we have, after Tarawih, we want to have the desserts also. So much Allah Pak is feeding us in the month of Ramadan. Yuzadu fihi rizqul mu'min. That is one explanation. The other explanation that a person works little in the month of Ramadan. Many of us, mashallah, it has become our habit, which is a good thing also. We close our shops early, 4 o'clock, 3:30. We close our shops and we wake it to the masjid for Asr Salah. We come sometimes before Asr, we have a rest so we can, Asr to Maghrib, we spend in the masjid. So we work in lesser hours. But Allah Pak is still giving us the same rizq. So our rizq is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuzadu fihi rizqul mu'min. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increases the rizq, the sustenance of the believer in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. But beloved friends, with all the good, it should not happen that we do such actions, we do such things where the blessedness and the greatness of this month comes out of our hearts, and the blessedness of the month we are deprived of it. So for this, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam has cautioned us that what we eat, what we speak, what we see, to be extra careful, extra cautious in this month. Not that now we sit and we just now start talking and gossiping and from one topic to the other topic. And one side we are fasting and the other side we are wiping out all the good deeds of that fast. And sometimes, Taraweeh Salah, we're there for the first few nights, mashallah. And after that we are deprived of this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are missing the Taraweeh Salah also. And sometimes we find, okay, maybe we finish it in 10 nights khatam. And after that for the rest of Ramadan we don't read Taraweeh, no. Taraweeh is also a sunnah, also a great ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To perform the 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, established by the Khulafa'i Rashideen after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, and continued for decades and centuries after that. So this is a great sunnah also, that every night of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, these are nights where in the Hadith Sharif it comes, the person who stands up, we don't know which night will be Laylatul Qadr. Many of us, we think that it's only the 27th night. It doesn't have to be the 27th night. Can be any of the odd nights of Ramadan, odd last 10 nights of Ramadan. Can be, some ulama explain, can be according to the different hadith also. It can be anyway in the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, if you will stand up in Taraweeh Salah, inshallah there is hope that we will get some part of Laylatul Qadr. In the hadith it comes that person who stands up on Laylatul Qadr, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Allah Pak makes such a, Allah Pak shows such magnanimity, such greatness and bigness of his heart. Such Allah Pak opens up his heart that person, no matter how great a sinner, but he got Laylatul Qadr, he got the night of power, he stood up in ibadat, even if he didn't spend the whole night, but he got some portion of it. Allah Pak grants him his entire past forgiveness, all his sins that he committed, and from the time he became baligh. And whatever sin he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his hands, through his feet, through his eyes, through his heart, through his ears, through his tongue, all those sins Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives. So Allah Pak is looking for that opportunity for us to forgive our sins. But we have to be there. Dene wale to sakhi hai, lekin lene wale kanjus hai. The giver is very generous. He's looking for every opportunity to give. But the taker is miserly. He is very, very stingy. He doesn't want to grab those opportunities. He's very selective of his opportunities. No, Allah Pak opens up his heart. Let us also open up ourselves and show Allah that we are ready. That breeze of Allah is coming. Oh Allah, we are ready for this. We are ready for your Mubarak month of Ramadan. We are ready for your itikaf. We are ready for your Laylatul Qadr. We are ready for your rahmat, for your hidayat, for your barakat. The month of Quran Sharif, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to finish the khatam in Taraweeh Salah. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam used to do, like how we say, Hufaz bin Dor, he used to do Dor with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, to increase the recitation of the Quran. That if every day of my life I'm reading one juz, one sipara of the Quran, now the month of Ramadan I must be reading 5 siparas, 6 siparas, 8 siparas, 10 siparas. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, mashallah, in his fadal of Ramadan in the book, he mentions, we're not talking about people of those days, this is now people of the last century. That he says that the ladies in my household, they also compete. They also have competition with each other, they compete. And they vie with each other to see who reads the most Quran Sharif. And he says so much so that in my house, one lady reads 20 siparas every day. Now, beloved friends, how much of time it needs to take us to take out to read 20 siparas. But, beloved friends, if we put away all our other distractions and all our other activities and we focus on what Allah Pak wants from us from this month, then, beloved friends, to read 20 siparas also will become easy for a person. In our homes, we should have this type of competition between our wives and children and say, let's see today who read the most. And ask every day, every evening, take a report that who read the most Quran today. Let's see, someone will say, maybe I read 5, someone will say, I read 7, someone will say, I read 10. So these competitions, they are healthy. They are encouraged. They're not to boast and to show off. We don't have to take it out of the home. But just to keep it within the home, to see that who can read the most Quran Sharif. After all, this month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The Mubarak month of Ramadan in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent down the Quran in this month. And it was on Laylatul Qadr that the Quran Sharif was revealed. So beloved friends, great attachment. Let us, inshallah, if we have not yet come onto par with the Quran Sharif, we have not yet started taking it seriously. Let us start from today, inshallah. It's a Mubarak day today, Jumu'ah. And also, there's no lunch to worry about. When we take our 1 hour, half an hour, 45 minutes lunch break, then let us dedicate that to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam encourages us to be generous in this month. Generous, kind, mashallah. We find that many, many people, they open up. Someone brings water to the masjid. Someone brings khajur. Someone brings savory. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam encourages that whatever our capacity, whatever we can manage, we should be generous more than we are in other months. More than other months, we should be generous in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam very beautifully says, Man fattara fihi sa'iman, that someone that's fasting, you just gave him some iftari to break his fast. Kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi. One small action you did, but look at the rewards that are coming. The first reward is, Allah will forgive all your sins. Kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi. All your sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive it, just because you gave a little bit of iftari to someone, something to break his fast. Then he says, وَعِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That one is, you got, your sins are forgiven. Then Allah will save you from the fire of Jahannam also. Now you are given a guarantee by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you are protected from the fire of Jahannam. For what? For giving one person one small amount of food to eat to break his fast. And then he says, وَكَانَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ مِثْلَ أَجْرِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَيُّنْ قَصَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. That is now your reward that you're going to get. Allah Pak will give you, will free you from the fire of Jahannam. Allah will forgive all your sins. But what about the thawab that you're going to get? That you're going to get the thawab for your fasting, plus you'll get the reward of that person who you gave iftari to break his fast. You'll get the reward of his fast also, without his rewards being decreased in the least bit. Now how generous is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we're going to take one plate of food, and we're going to give to one person to break his fast, after all, that plate of food, where it came from? Is it through our hard earning, we think, that brought us that food, or is Allah's mercy that brought us? It's Allah's rizq. Allah gave us that little bit of food. From Allah's food, we take it and give it who? Allah's creation. Another insan, another human being, our Muslim brother. Allah's food, we feed in Allah's creation, Allah's servant. And Allah has given us reward for that. And how much of reward? That he says, we give you the reward, you'll get your reward for your fast, you'll get reward for his fast, he'll get reward for his fast. Plus I'll forgive your sins. Plus I'll save you from Jahannam. What more we want, beloved friends? And we always, at this point of the hadith, we remember our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib, our Imam Sahib, always used to, when he mentions this hadith, whether it was in class, whether it was in his Jummah Bayans, or whenever he had programs about Ramadan, he would mention that how difficult, and he would quote his Ustad, and see how difficult it is. When we sit on the Dastar Khan, we've got our khajur, we've got our savory, we take our khajur and we share it with the person in front of us. We give our khajur for him to break his fast. This may be, inshallah, the means and reward and excuse for us to get our forgiveness done, to get Allah Pak's mercy and protection from the fire of Jahannam, and to get us the full reward of that person's fast. So if we give a few khajurs around to those people sitting around us, or a little bit of savory, and the hadith got, even if you give a sip of water or a drop of milk also, little bit of sarbat or a little bit of milkshake or a little bit of water, or it is zamzam, whatever we give, a little bit also, and we give that person to break his fast, it will be a means of reward for us also, inshallah, and protection. And then, beloved friends, very, very quickly, in the month of Ramadan, one great ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was i'tikaf. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam used to make i'tikaf every year in the month of Ramadan. And Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam, this is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which every one of us is not possible, is farz alal kifaya, which means that in a community, in a masjid, in an area, in a suburb, if one or two persons fulfill this, they sit in i'tikaf, then the entire congregation or the entire Muslim males of that area, they are absolved, they are not responsible, the i'tikaf will be discharged on their behalf. But now, beloved friends, it doesn't mean that the same brothers every year must sit. They will sit, but when is our chance going to come? It is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should have the desire in our hearts that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sat every year. I can't sit every year, but oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the chance at least once in my lifetime, before I leave this dunya, before I leave this earthly life, give me that opportunity to practice on this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where I will sit for itikaf for the full 10 days, 10 nights in the sunnah itikaf in the masjid that is closest to me. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those of us who haven't sat in itikaf, it's not too late for this year. If you cannot make it for this year, plan for next year. If you're not, we cannot plan, it's still too early to plan for next year, set a date and work towards it. Take your leave, inshallah, Allah Pak. When you make a will and you determine to do something and you put your trust in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way. Then, beloved friends, many, many brothers, mashallah, many of the Muslims, they discharge their zakat in the month of Ramadan. Not everyone does it because zakat is calculated according to the lunar year. So people, for convenience maybe or whatever, they set the date for the Ramadan. Some people maybe give it after Ramadan, before Ramadan, whatever it may be. But majority of the people give all their zakat in Ramadan. Now regarding zakat, we have to be very cautious, careful. A few weeks ago there was a bayan in the masjid. Try to get the recording. Contact our ulama-i-kiram, our muftiyan-i-kiram. There's many seniors and experts in this field. Go to them that these are my assets, this is my income, and this is my expense, this is what I have to... Please assist me, how can I calculate my zakat? Sometimes small things we overlook or we don't realize, or we just say, okay, I'm worth so much and I just take out a lump sum. This is a grave sin. It's a very, very big mistake of our beloved friends. We have to be very, very cautious. One is, ulama explained, that one is just to make an assumption or work out a lump sum and give the zakat. But one is to be so particular that to the cent, we do all our workings out properly, record it. What belongs to us, what are our assets, and what are our liabilities. And from that, if we are zakat, if we have that nisab, the amount that is there, 9,000, whatever it may be, and 2.5% on that, if a year has passed, we work it out properly and then we discharge the zakat. And zakat, we should give it willingly, happily. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us from that risk which He has given again. Like we mentioned, that food, we're feeding someone, it's Allah's. This money, this earning, this job, this opportunity is whose? Allah has given it to us. Now Allah wants from that, He wants some back. He's not asking us for... The government will take up to 40%. Allah is asking for 2.5%. So it's not a lot, not a big amount. But it is something to take care of the needs of the person, of the people in our localities. Take our zakat out, go and look for the poor people in our localities. If you're not sure, contact our imams, contact the people that bring the social work in our localities, and go up to them and give our zakat personally to them. That is the best. If we cannot do that, if we cannot do the ideal, then we give it to someone else to discharge on our behalf. But the idea would be to go and look for the poor people, look for them and quietly slip something into their hands, take the groceries and go and give it, leave it at their door, knock on the door, give it to them and come away. And not to make a hoo-ha and a hub that, mashallah, I gave so much to this organization and I gave that so much. Now people want to start taking photos. Besides photos being haram, we are also diluting our niyat. We are spoiling our niyat by showing off our charity. So whatever zakat, inshallah, we want to work out, contact our ulama and we work it out. And at the end of Ramadan, before Eid, we have to discharge Sadaqatul Fitr. Inshallah, soon the poster will come out. If it's not yet out of the exact amount, I think it's about 38 rand or something. So the Zakatul Fitr or Sadaqatul Fitr, before Eid Salah has to be discharged. Every baligh person or a not baligh person, every able body, every person that's living on the day of Eid, Sadaqatul Fitr is wajib, compulsory on that person. So find out the masla, how to work it out, who I must give for, who will worry about their own. Find out and discharge this. And beloved friends, may Allah Pak give us the tawfiq, the ability that to appreciate something, we have to know its value. Sometimes we don't know Mubarak month of Ramadan, how valuable it is. But to understand its value, we have to learn about it. And the easiest way is, there is a kitab, Fadhali Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali has written. We make it a habit that every day we read it in front of our children, our wives, whoever is in our homes. We sit one time, we fix it, and we read 4 or 5 pages, or there's 3 sections there. The section about itikaf, the section about fasting, the section about Laylatul Qadr. Read a few pages of these sections every day so that we understand the value. You see the virtues of Ramadan also. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, man sama Ramadan iman wa ihtisaban. Man qama Ramadan iman wa ihtisaban. One is you fast with iman and ihtisab. Then you stand up in Ramadan with iman and ihtisab. Now what is iman and ihtisab? All these virtues are, you have iman and you are aware of his reward. You're hopeful of his reward. You can only be hopeful of a reward if you know what the reward is. Now we're fasting, but we don't know what the reward of fasting is. We read in Taraweeh, we think now because now I grew up reading Taraweeh, my father was reading Taraweeh, my grandfather had Taraweeh, so I must read Taraweeh. But what is the reward for reading Taraweeh? What is the reward for listening to the Quran Sharif being recited in the Taraweeh? For every letter of the Quran Sharif, how much thawab I'm going to get? So this we will get, inshallah, if you will read these kitabs. MashaAllah, in our masjid also, every day before iftar, about 25 minutes before iftar, half an hour before iftar, Taaleem of Fazail Amal, Fazail Ramadan takes place. So if we are free, inshallah, we are not involved in anything, let us come or take all the time and sit in this Taaleem and have this Taaleem in our homes also. So we appreciate this Mubarak month. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to witness many, many more month of Ramadan. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us afiyat. May Allah accept all our ibadat, all our fasting, all our taraweeh, all our charities, all our good actions. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it a means of salvation. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.